Dreamscape presents American as Paneer Pie by Supriya Kelkar. Narrated by Priya Iyer. Chapter 1. It's funny how something as small as a dot could matter so much. But it did. Most Desi kids I knew had been asked about it at some point in their lives. Do you have a dot? Where's your dot? Why do you guys have dots on your forehead? It was kind of annoying. But I didn't know any Desi kids who had to walk around with a bindi on their forehead at all times. I had to, though. For 11 years and counting. That's because mine was a birthmark. A bindi-sized dark brown freckle that I couldn't take off. And that was really annoying. But despite how much I wanted to forget my permanent bindi at school, I loved looking at the real bindis I had at home. And on this Friday night, I was staring at the mother lode. Ignoring the cobwebs draped around my dimly lit basement, I sifted through white packets full of bindis of every color and size. There were neon circles, jewel-toned diamonds, pastel snake-like swirls, and metallic oblong spears. While I loved staring at the glimmering bindis, they weren't what I was looking for. I broke free of their hypnotic spell and peered into the box full of knickknacks from India. There were glittery bangles, shimmering decorative cloth with hundreds of tiny mirrors sewn into the embroidered cotton, and sparkling gold and red coasters. We clearly liked shiny things. It was the Desi way. I paused at my permanent bindi's reflection in the mirrors of a soft blue pillowcase. I quickly adjusted the long diagonal sweep of thick black.